The single greatest battle of our generation is about to begin in 2 days. And the armies of evil aren't just marching towards Rome. They're already encamped and surrounding it and waiting to lay siege to claim and put one of their own on the seat of Peter. This is no exaggeration. Think of all the evil behind the scenes in any country, how everyone is vying for power just to have some portion of it so that they can amass riches here on earth. And countries aren't nearly as important as the universal Catholic Church, which is the sole holder of spiritual power here on earth, the church that Jesus himself has established. There's only one, and it holds all the power. Think of how bloodthirsty all the demons are to make sure that the election goes the way that they want to, that they be the ones that influence the cardinals through fear, through gossip, through backbiting, through misunderstanding. If you have ever been part of any human institution, you see how this easily comes about. Can you imagine how it is in the church? Put aside naive notions, thinking that the church is perfect, that everything is hunky-dory, that everything is rainbows and unicorns. Not true. There is incredible political influences that we don't see. There's incredible evil behind the scenes trying to influence witches pushed on by governments, Freemasons, all types of other evil groups that you don't even want to know are there. They are there watching and waiting and making their own types of sacrifices because we don't. This is our chance. If you care at all about our faith, this is your moment to pray and to sacrifice. Whereas a president has influence for 4 years, possibly 8, maybe even 10, whoever is pope holds sway over the church for 10 to 15 to 20 or more years. They influence an entire generation of cardinals and of priests and of lay people. There is no greater position of power here on earth. Therefore, we must march spiritually upon Rome and cast our ballot, spiritually speaking, through the weapons that Jesus has always given us. Prayer, sacrifice, and almsgiving. We have already begun. We're ready. We have 5,375 masses as of current count being offered, along with millions of people, if not billions, praying novenas and other types of prayer. But we are offering for the souls in purgatory the most powerful form of prayer, the Mass. In this video that got 10,000 views, it has over 400 comments. The typical ratio for a video that has 400 comments is usually about 10,000 for every 100, something like that. So the video should have 40,000 views, but it just shows you how much participation those that are viewing are doing. Absolutely incredible. The numbers keep coming in. So we have the weapon of the Mass, because that's what it is. It's a spiritual bomb that we are giving and pouring out on the souls in purgatory and then asking them to intercede powerfully for us. They will be our army that we will call upon to pray and to storm heaven, to surround the Vatican, even to enter the conclave in ways that we cannot. And we are asking them to obtain for us the best pope possible, the pope that Jesus wants, so that the church can go in the direction that Jesus Christ wants for it. This is only part one. The second step will be for us to fast, as this is the other spiritual weapon that Jesus has given us. Some of you may fast even before the conclave, beginning tomorrow. Others will fast once the conclave starts, and others of you will fast with the start of the conclave and continue until it is finished. Fast according to your discretion and whatever the Holy Spirit leads you to. Here is the calendar of the conclave elections, exactly the time when everything will begin, so that we can watch and pray. If possible, take time off of work to pray, because this is more important than you can possibly imagine. My recommendation is that you fast on bread and water, two slices for breakfast, two slices for lunch, two slices for dinner. If you want to put salt, if you want to put butter, if you want to put honey, those are things to help make it a little bit easier. If you want to have more bread, be my guest. You're probably not going to want to eat that much. And then drink water as you need, or water and lemon. Sometimes these things make it easier. If you are sick or pregnant or elderly or diabetic, then you need to sacrifice in an altogether different way. Avoid certain foods, eat simply, don't season your food, etc. Whatever is tasteless to you is a sacrifice that you could offer to the Lord. As always, we will offer all of these to the Blessed Mother, and then to the Blessed Mother, to the souls in purgatory, so that they can be our primary intercessors. Please do not underestimate the importance of this conclave. Leave nothing behind. Lay everything on the altar. Whatever are the results, if we have not placed everything on the altar, we will sorely regret it. This is our chance to influence that God's will may ultimately prevail. My friends, if this video has helped you in any way, please like and subscribe and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.